The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord, beloved ones, abides forever. Hear the word of God, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. Peter says, after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. You know what this means? It means in order to get perfected, confirmed, and established, we need to suffer a little while. Why? Because suffering involves the testing of our faith. In other words, a lot of times we gain a revelation. In other words, we hear a message spoken, or the Holy Spirit, it just internally communicates a truth to us. Or we're reading the Word and we have revelation about something in the Scriptures. But there's a difference between getting a revelation in our mind and having it established in our souls. I know that one of the biggest problems I face is that my revelation is greater than my experience. A lot of the revelation that I receive from the Lord needs to go deeper into actually being established in my walk. And this is why God causes us to suffer sometimes. The suffering involves being put in difficult situations so that the revelation that we've received in our mind can get established and confirmed in our soul after the revelation is put to the test. Now, what do I mean by put to the test? Does that mean that God is wanting to see whether we're going to pass or fail? No. What it means is that God is going to put us in a difficult situation where we're going to have to use the revelation that he's given us. And having used the revelation in a difficult circumstance, the revelation gets rooted inside us. So know, beloved, that everything that's going on in your life, God is using for your good, to perfect you and to conform you to the image of Christ. The Bible says, all that desire God to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. We're all going to have to go through trials, because trials establish us and confirm us. So be encouraged, beloved one. Life wasn't meant to be easy. Just keep clinging to God, and as you cling to Him, He will be faithful to you. Cling to Him even to the end. And I want to encourage you, pass this on to a friend. Somebody may need to hear it. And this is one of the ways that we are witnesses in the earth, by sharing God's words with other people. I love you. God bless you, and hope to be with you again next week.